Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. My name is Ron Eich, and I'm your host. I am an angel intuitive, certified angel card reader. I am a healer, a spiritual teacher, and it is Saturday, April 9th, 2016. Thank you for joining me today. Today we're going to be doing healings and readings for my listeners, or my callers that call in, and for those of you on Facebook who have posted comments. And we're working with Archangel Raphael. We're also working with the Elemental Kingdom, the fairies, the elves, the unicorns, and just bringing blessings to everyone who listens. And if I don't get to your call today, I'll try to get through as many calls as I can. There's always a message for you. That's just my intention. It's the power of intention. My intention is that this show brings blessings to everyone who listens, whether they listen live or on demand. And that is my intention for all of you joining me today. So I hope that you're enjoying your weekend. You know, here I'm in California and in Northern California, and it's a little gloomy today. We have some rain, but earlier in the week it was like 90 degrees. And it was interesting because, you know, we never really get that warm this time of year. So it sort of brings up the issue of climate change, which is, now, I still can't believe that people are saying that it's not real, it doesn't exist. I mean, the science is overwhelming, and it just amazes me that people don't see that mankind, you know, humanity, we are causing a lot of this to accelerate, that there's definitely a cyclical nature to the environment, but we have certainly exaggerated that beyond means, and it's important that we speak up about that, you know. And I was connecting with the fairies today, the Elemental Kingdom, and they wanted me to share some messages about this with you. That's why I'm talking about this. They wanted me to, well, first of all, to say that it's important that we all believe in the fairy kingdom, believe in the Elemental Kingdom, because it's sort of like the more people that put energy into it, the more people that believe in them, the more of us can benefit from their messages, and the more of us can start to see them and hear them and connect with them. We all have the ability to connect with other realms, with other realities. We're all psychic. We're all mediums to some degree. It's just some of us are more advanced and more, we practice our skills more than other people do, or some people might have a negative association with that due to their upbringing or religious upbringing. So believing in the fairies will help to help more people to believe. It's sort of like a chain reaction. So anyways, my point is that they wanted me to share that with you, that it's important that we all do believe in them and connect with them, but also that we start to take more serious the changes that are happening in our climate and start taking better care of the planet. We sort of kind of put this on the back burner. In a sense, I feel there's a lot of issues in the forefront right now. And I know, like, in this current election cycle, fracking is a big issue. But there's a lot of things that we started to care about a lot as a collective, but we don't care as much about, like, we used to, it seems like, you know, recycling and things like that. And I'm not saying we don't care, but it's sort of like we're not putting as much emphasis on it as we perhaps did 10 or 15 years ago. And it's especially important that because Earth Day is coming up on April 22nd, 2016, and they wanted me to tell you all to try to find an event near your place where you live that you can participate in. There's many events. They have some people plant trees, or some people go out and pick up trash, or teach people how to do things. There's a lot of events, or maybe you can organize your own event. Just think about that. There's lots of things we can do. And, you know, we don't even have to wait until Earth Day. And we can take care of the planet every day. But it's like, you know, when you go to church and you have the collective energy of everybody focusing on it, that's the power of Earth Day, is that we all are collectively focusing on the planet and healing it and, you know, creating a new future for all of us. And I like to think about the Native American culture because they always believe that the actions we do, we should think about 7 generations from now. How will this affect 7 generations from now? We're not talking about your children or your grandchildren, but we're talking about 7 generations. That's quite a bit of time into the future, okay? So we're talking a century or more. And in a lot of aspects, you know, we've lost that capacity, but that remembering of how important that is coming back into our consciousness. And focusing on that on Earth Day is a wonderful way to give back and to help this planet be the place we would like it to be. And it's not just about taking action, but it's also about putting your energy into it. Because we all know as spiritual people that our thoughts create our reality. And whatever we focus on our attention on must be made manifest. So it's not just, you know, doing something. We can also put our energy and thought into the kind of planet we want to see, how we'd like the environment to be, how do we'd like the planet to be in terms of its peacefulness, in terms of people getting along, and any kind of thing you can possibly imagine. And everything that was created started with a thought. Everything. And that includes, you know, the job that you have, the relationship you're in, if you're an artist, any kind of artistic creation you've made, it started with a thought, didn't it? You had the thought, and then you place that thought into reality by doing action. So the thought, in a way, precedes the action that you do, and that's true for anything you're creating. So if you're trying to manifest, you know, a new job, a relationship, any kind of thing you're trying to bring forth into this reality, it starts with the thought. And the more you put your thought and focus on that, the more power and energy it has to come into existence. And I'm sure many of you already are aware of that, but it's important that we remember that our thoughts do create our reality. You know, I like to speak about something that I heard from Louise Hay, she's the founder of Hay House, and Hay House has a lot of famous spiritual authors and teachers, and she said that, you know, if we think a random thought, like an idle thought, it's not really much. It doesn't really mean much. We kind of have to think of our thoughts like drops of water. If you think an idle thought here and there, you know, we think negative thoughts sometimes. It's like a few drops of water. You brush it off, no problem. But if we start to think the same thought repeatedly again and again, what happens is these drops of water start to collect. And then what happens is we have a puddle. And then if we continue to think about it and think about it again and again, the puddle starts to grow. And the puddle starts to become a small little pond. And then the more we think about it, it starts to grow into a little lake and then an ocean. And you can think about how massive that is. But also think about what kinds of negative thoughts you might be thinking about yourself that limit you, that you think about so often, and how that's manifesting into your life. So just as much as we can focus on negative things, we can focus on positive things. And that's my point, that we oftentimes focus on the things we don't want instead of the things that we do, and we don't remember sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but how powerful our thoughts really are. So give yourself some credit and cut yourself some slack if you're not a master yet. I mean, if we were masters, we wouldn't be here, right? We're here to experience this plane, to learn and to grow, and then to give back to others and help them, because we're all here for each other. And just try to keep that in perspective, that you don't have to have it right. You don't have to have the mastered. You just have to make progress towards your direction that you're going in. So give yourself some slack, okay? And on that note, you know, I wanted to pull a card for us from Doreen Virtue's Archangel Michael deck, because Archangel Michael is the archangel that gives us strength, that gives us protection, and helps to remove fear from us, and helps us to move forward in our life purpose. And the message that I pulled for us for today, it says, this situation is already resolved. This situation is already resolved. And that's true, isn't it? I mean, when you if you study metaphysics, a lot of you all know that time is an illusion and the only moment that's happening is now. But on a deeper sense, this show's about healing. And the perfect healed version of you is here right now. The most abundant version of you is here right now. The most highest and enlightened version of yourself is here in this reality right now. Are you not experiencing that? It's because you're not thinking about that. You're not focusing on that. You're putting your intention into some other version of you. But the truth is, the version of you that you would like to be or the things that you would want to have in your existence are already there. Perfect health, perfect love, perfect abundance, all that. It's there right now. You just call it into existence. Okay? So that's what that message is for. But there's also another card, because two cards came out together, and the other card says a favorable outcome. And it's interesting to me because this card comes up quite a bit. In fact, if you follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, I pulled this card for us earlier in the week. So it's a double reminder that everything is working out. It always does. You just have to have faith and put your energy into what you would like to happen, and then expect that. Expect the best, and that surely will come into existence for you. Okay? So just again, we talked about healing the environment, Earth Day's coming up, the situation's resolved. And also know, too, that you're never alone. I wanted to remind you that you always have angelic assistance with you. If it appears to you that you're not being helped, perhaps you're not open to the many infinite possibilities of how you can be helped. You know, we oftentimes get into the limitations because we want it to happen a certain way, or we look for something to happen a specific way. And, you know, that takes away from the infinite magic and the infinite wonder of the universe, because things can happen in infinite possibilities, infinite ways. So don't discount that you're being helped just because you might not be experiencing it in the way that you would like. You know, I don't know if you guys see numbers all the time, but I see numbers all the time. I see 444 all the time on license plates, on receipts. I see it all the time, and I'm not even asking for it. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But when you see 444, that means that your angels are with you, your angels are helping you. And if you think about how often that happens, I mean, just that in itself just is a reminder of how amazing and infinite the universe really is. You know, the other day, I swear to you, I'm not even making this up, I saw 444 on a license plate three times, and it must have been in a half an hour time. Now, what is the probability of that specific sequence happening in that short amount of time? You know, stuff like that, you can't discount that. You know, we might be looking for some major sign, but there's little signs you get along the way if you're looking for signs. You know, there's lots of things you could look for, coins, feathers, you name it. You know, there's so many different signs you can look for. But my point is that, you know, you're never alone. The angels are always with you, but they respect your free will. They do. So if you're maybe you're not asking for assistance, maybe you're just trying to do it all alone. You know, if you really need help, you definitely open and ask for the assistance, and then just get out of the way and let it happen. And I think that's an important message for some people listening today, that, you know, you need to be reminded that the angels do hear your prayers. They are assisting you, just maybe not in the way that you have expected that. Okay? So I hope that you all are, again, enjoying your weekend. We have a lot of calls that are calling in, and I'm so grateful to be assisting you today. I'm working with the Oracle cards. I have a lot of them lined up. I'm also working with my guides, the angels, and your angels, of course, to bring healing and messages to help you on your journey. And if you are new to the show, I will distinguish your call by saying your area code, and then that's how you'll know you're on the line. And if you could please just tell me your name and any questions that you might have, and I can definitely take your calls. So let's get started with the phones here. I got a lot of people calling in. Let's see, where am I going to go to right now? Let's see. Let's go to area code 415. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me? Hello? 415. Okay, I think this person is not there. We're going to someone else. Let's go further down here. Where should I go, Angels? Let's go to let's go to 469. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm doing well. My question is, talking about numbers, why do I keep seeing 917?
I'm sorry?
I said, my question is wanting to know, we talk about numbers, why do I keep seeing 917?
Oh, 917. Okay. Well, can you give me your name?
It's
Hello?
Adele.
Isabel?
Adele, Adell.
Oh, okay. Hi. When you said 917, I thought you were saying that I said your area code wrong. I thought you were saying, "Oh, no, I'm from
Oh,
917." That's why
no.
I was like, "Wait,
No.
I'm sorry." That's interesting. Okay, no worries. 917. That's interesting. I'm not familiar particularly with that sequence of numbers, but there is there's a book you can get by Doreen Virtue. It's called Angel Numbers. Have you heard of that book before?
No, I haven't.
She wrote an entire book about it, and it's all about the different ways our angels communicate through numbers. And in fact, I'm going to actually do a Google search here for you because that's not one I see very often. But this is a website that talks about 917, and this website is Sacred Scribe Angel Numbers. That's the name of the website. I
Okay.
want to give credit. I want to give credit to the source. But according to this website, 917 is the brings together the 9, the 1, and the 7, the 3 separate numbers. And the number 9's about your inner wisdom, your life purpose. 1 is new beginnings, and 7 is spiritual awakening. So 917 is suggesting to you that you are in alignment with your soul purpose, and the angels are commending you for your devotion to your spirituality, for your life purpose, and for moving forward with the mission that you're here for. So have you been maybe looking to see if you're on the right path or looking for a message in that way?
Well, I just come to find out that I had to have, and I must say I know that I am now, that I'm on that right path, because I was put on a fast for 9 days, and I didn't know that I was on a fast until the fourth day, because I didn't have no food, and I didn't start drinking water until the sixth day. So me and my humanness, I could not have even done that, but I had so much going on in my body that it's like it resurrected my whole cells in my body.
I see. Yes, I can definitely see that. It's almost like a purging, and
Yes.
a transformation, because I'm seeing like the cells of your body literally being filled with golden light, and the gold is like the highest part of yourself coming into your DNA, and you're filled with gold right now, and you have a lot of angels around you. There's a strong, like I'm seeing in particular, like a white winged like angel that's there with you, that's guiding you at the moment. And it also seems, I kind of also feel, Archangel Michael definitely has been working with you, but also Gabriel, because Gabriel is that angel of communication that's helping you to move forward with your life purpose in terms of communicating with other people, whether that's speaking in public or doing some type of communication thing. That's like a strength
Yes.
that you have, and that's what I'm feeling. But I'm also guided to tell you that it's important that you take the guided action that you're being given. They're giving you action steps to take, and perhaps you're maybe a little unsure about that, but they're telling me to tell you that you know which steps to take, you know which way you're supposed to go. Just keep moving in that direction. That's kind of what I'm getting from for you right now. And just like I heard at the beginning of the show too, I don't know if you heard the message, but the cards I drew was the situation is resolved and a favorable outcome. So I think that definitely applies to you. You also do have some healing ability. I feel like you definitely, and by also getting to that, you're definitely a channel. Like, you can channel messages through you. Like, you definitely, you're what's called claircognizant, which means
yes.
like you just know stuff without knowing how you know. That's kind of how I am. It's like it just
exactly.
pops into my head. Like, yeah, you can channel things. So if you're not already, like, writing a spiritual blog or you know, channeling your messages, start doing that and start sharing your messages. And particularly they're showing me you working with, like, children, too, because you can relate to the small children and help them in a lot
oh,
of ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's
yeah,
just a lot of validation for you.
Only
yeah.
after years. Oh.
So years. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh,
do you already have, like, a website? Do you already have a website or a spiritual blog or something?
No, this is something that I'm looking forward to do now, and I got the source in my with that.
Well, definitely create some type of blog. There's all kinds of websites that you could do it for free, and you could start it, like, today. And just start channeling your messages, the wisdom that comes through you, because you have a lot of wisdom in your soul. And the world needs to hear these messages to be led, to be guided, because there's a lot of confused people right now. And you're very aware, you're very sure of who you are, and you've done it in other lifetimes. But, you know, start getting the messages out there and start, you know, I could even see you opening up like a healing center or some type of spiritual center where you're helping people and you're teaching people and you're healing people in your own way. You definitely have all that there in your spirit. Especially, there's particularly a lot of gold around you. There's like this bright gold energy, which is like the high spiritual vibration of energy that's there. That's all around you. And in particular, too, I also see the Mother Mary, you know, from the Christian faith. I see her with you. And the Mother Mary is often with people who work with children or who are, you know, or who are very spiritual people, because she sees us as her children in the sense. So she's there working with you as well and helping you to perhaps maybe even write a book one day. I can see you writing a book too and helping people. There's a lot of things that are there. You know, just it doesn't matter which direction you go at the moment, but just pay attention to the signs that you're given and just take little action steps, you know, because it'll all come together for you. You're definitely being guided as a spiritual teacher. Just take those steps that you're being guided. One step at a time. Okay? Did I lose you? Uh-oh. Oh, there she is. Okay. Well, I hope that's been helpful. I think you said that's helped you quite a bit. I want to thank you for calling. It seems like we're having connection difficulty here, so I'm going to go to my next call. And what's interesting is, since she said 917 in her call, there was somebody calling from 917, so I'm going to go to that area code 917. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am excellent. Great morning. Happy Saturday. Thank you.
Yes. I know it's interesting because my last caller said 917. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to 917. So here you are.
I put that in the universe. I was like, let me be first. 917.
I love it. I love it. That's great.
Yes, you have to keep your energy clear to go fast. Yes. I would like to ask, what does Spirit have to say about my amazing boyfriend, Rob, and our relationship?
Okay.
Thank you.
And can you give me your name, sweetie?
Tina.
Tina. Hi, Tina. You have
Hi.
Such really sweet energy. I love your energy. You're very, very kind and gentle soul, and I just it's just love talking with you, so want to acknowledge that.
Thank you. Love talking to you also. Thank you.
So I'm actually guided to work with a deck of cards that I have called the Flower Therapy Oracle, and they're all about
Ooh.
Flowers. And I just want to draw a card and see what comes up, and I'll also tap in to my intuition and see what comes up, all right?
Okay.
Sounds good? Okay, so give me just a moment to connect. Yeah, the flowers. Let's see. So Tina and Rob, okay. And I'm thinking about your relationship. Is Rob, like, older than you in some ways? Like, I feel like he's, like, a little older than you.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Because it's weird because they're showing me almost like a father figure in a way, like that kind of energy. you know, I'm not saying he's like, you know, 20 years older or anything like that, but maybe the way that you see him or the energy that he gives to you, it seems sort of like nurturing, like a father type of energy.
Okay.
That's just what I'm feeling. Now, the card that I drew, there's actually two. The card says for you to take some time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the flower is the tulip on here, which is interesting. So it's all about you relaxing for yourself. It seems like maybe you've been putting a lot of anxiety into this and trying to figure it all out, trying to figure how it's going to happen or how things are going to work themselves out. But this is a message for you to just, you know, step back a little bit and take some time for yourself. Go for a walk or nature hike, maybe take a hot bath or a massage, something for yourself. And when you do that, I feel like you're going to see the situation from a different perspective. You're going to see it from a clearer perspective. Now, the other card that I drew, see, they go hand in hand. The other one says, let go of anxiety. So is this situation causing you, like, are you thinking about it all the time? Like, is it something that you're constantly thinking about?
I'm just ready to move.
Ah.
I'm ready to move, yeah.
Okay. Because you're being guided to let go of anxiety, calming your nerves down. And the flower for that is lavender. Lavender, you can get lavender essential oils, and they're really soothing. You can, you know, you can buy some spray. You spray it on your pillows. You'll sleep amazing. Or you can just put a little bit on the back of your wrist, and it'll really help to soothe you, to calm you down, and to just release some of the stress that you might have going on in your life right now so that you can see clearer. You know, because when we're under stress, we have a lot of adrenaline and a lot of hormones in our system, and it makes us very uptight, and we don't hear the messages as much from our guides and our angels. So letting go of this anxiety will help you to do that. That's the first two messages. So I'm going to continue to give you some more messages. I'm going to work with Archangel Michael here, and I'm thinking about you and your situation in just a moment. Okay, again, now this is interesting. I'm getting a card from Archangel Michael that's saying to detach from the situation. So again, it's all about detachment. So you can't make this up because all these cards are like exactly the same thing. Take time for yourself. Detach from the situation, let go of anxiety. Now, I'm going to tell you the other card that I drew. The other card I drew says, it's time to leave this unhealthy situation. Generally speaking, you know, it's saying take a step back a little bit and look at the bigger picture and try to see things from a more relaxed point of view, from a higher perspective, so that you are able to clearly hear the guidance that your angels are telling you. They've been guiding you for a while and telling you what to do and giving you messages, but you haven't always been following the guidance. You haven't always been listening. You know, you get these intuitive hits, like, oh, yeah, but you're not always following the hits that you're given. And I think that's what they're telling me to tell you, is there's been a lot of anxiety and you haven't been trusting the messages you've been given. You kind of discount them, like, what? Do that. What do you mean? You know, and that's what it's saying to you. It's like, you know, you're not hearing the messages because sometimes you're too stressed out, perhaps. So do something for yourself this weekend, you know, whatever that is. Take a step back and detach from the situation. But generally speaking, you know, I'm not feeling negative energy, so to speak, with the relationship. I'm just kind of feeling like it might not be the, like, you know, love of your life, like head over heels kind of thing that you might be looking for. And like, that's just what I'm feeling. It doesn't mean that you can't work it out or you can't have a relationship, because, you know, we all have free will. But I'm, in terms of what I'm getting intuitively and what the cards are saying, that's what's coming up for right now, okay?
No, I think it's my ex. My son's father is passing away, and I really, that situation was causing me stress because he doesn't really help me. Yeah, he doesn't really help me. He's the one that's not healthy, and, like, he was, like, they only gave him, like, a couple of days to live, so I was ready to move to get away from him because he caused me stress. That's what you're picking up.
Got it.
I probably overrode my situation with Rob and with my son's father. It wasn't healthy, but Yeah, he wasn't helping me financially, so that's what you picked up. Yeah, you're right. But it's him, not Rob.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, angels, yeah.
Yeah, this is just what's coming up. So, you know, we oftentimes will ask a question,
yeah,
and we want a particular answer, but we always mm-hmm. get what we need to hear. So they're telling
yes.
you what you need to hear. They're saying,
I needed
take time
to hear
for yourself.
That.
Yeah, detach, you know, let go of anxiety, and just continue to keep going in a positive direction for yourself. Do stuff for yourself. Take care of yourself first, and everything will manifest for you.
Mm. Okay.
I hope that's been helpful for you, Tina.
Yes, I know exactly what that was about.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go down to the next one. You're calling from 678. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. This
Hello.
Is Shay.
Shay?
Yes.
Hi, Shay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Could I ask for to see what, I'm open to whatever.
Whatever comes through, sure.
Yeah,
A couple of things. You know, I want to work with, again, Archangel Michael's coming in, but he's also telling me to work with this particular deck of cards I have. And these cards are called the Archangel Power Tarot cards. And what these cards do, they help empower us to help us move forward, because I feel like you're ready for the next thing in your life. I feel like you've been looking for a direction. You've been looking for a message of encouragement. And that's what they're wanting me to work with these cards for, is to give you a message of encouragement, to give you a message of empowerment, and to let you know that you are being guided. You definitely are being guided. Okay, so I'm going to just connect and see what messages come forth. So give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, this one's coming out right away. Okay, so the first card for you, hon, it's the Five of Ariel. And it says, you don't have to go through these changes alone. Help is with you. You are being guided. Negative thoughts will create what's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know what a self-fulfilling prophecy is?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because I do get the sense that you haven't always felt worthy of help. You felt like, you know, you don't deserve it, or there's some type of negative self-talk that you've learned throughout your life, whether that's from parents or from relationships, whatever it is, but it's time that you're letting that go. You're definitely letting that go. And this card is saying to let it go and know that you're not alone. And the number five, because that's the card, a five is about change. So that's really where you're at. You're ready for these changes. You're not taking, you're not accepting no for an answer. You're not limiting yourself, and you're ready to step out away. But in some ways, it can be scary when change is presented to you. But this card mm-hmm. is saying you're not alone, that you are being guided, that in your sleep, too, they're giving you dreams. They're giving you messages. Have you been getting some interesting dreams lately?
Not that I can recall.
Maybe you can't remember them, yeah.
Right.
But I feel like they're working with you in your dreams, in your sleep. Because in our sleep, our conscious mind is shut off, and they can get to your subconscious. They've been helping you through your dreams. I want to draw another card for you to tell me to draw another card. Okay. So let me see what else we can come in through here. Okay. Again, another card from the suit of Ariel, which is interesting. It's the same suit as before. And this one's the Queen of Ariel, which is about nurturing yourself you know, taking time again, like the last caller, to do stuff for yourself and creating beautiful things in your life and just putting energy into the things that you'd want, the things that you're looking for, okay? And one more card, too. Now, what's really interesting, again, this third card, it's, again, another Ariel card. So that is, I've never seen that before, three cards from the suit of Ariel all in a row. And
wow.
If you could, well, each suit has a particular meaning and a particular connotation to it. So the Ariel suit is about material things. So things like physical health, life purpose, career, manifestation, stuff to do with like material things, finances, money, anything that has to do with material things. So the other one that I drew, it's a King of Ariel, which is about financial success, and your plans are working out for you. So here's my general message for you. You know, continue to put out your request to the universe and keep praying and know that you are being helped. I would suggest that you ask for signs, and what you do is you say, okay, angels, please give me a sign in the physical world that I will clearly recognize and understand and know that it was from you. And you do that on a regular basis. Because sometimes we can get signs that are confusing, but if you ask for it to be very specific and very clear, you'll get those signs that you're on the right track. But overall, it's like, you know, they're saying you're not alone, okay? Keep nurturing yourself, nurturing your dreams. They're also showing me you writing, like writing in a journal. Either you're doing that now, or you're writing in a journal now, or they're wanting you to write in a journal to get out some of these thoughts you've been thinking about these, like, you know, I could go here or I could go there. It's like you're trying to think about it all in your head too much, I think, and writing in the journal can just get it out of you. It's like you can let it flow, and it'll allow you to sort of get some structure and get some order out of all these things that you're thinking about, because that's what I feel you're at. It's like you got a lot of different ideas or different directions that you could go in, and any one of them can be correct. It's just having it on paper, having it written out might help you to get some clarity. Is that making sense to you so far?
Yes, and that is true. Like, I am, I'm in a stage right now that I'm looking for work, and it's like, because coming from last year, the early part of last year, I was working, and it just seemed like I had, like, both of my jobs just, like, taken away from me. And it could be anything, and it's not that nobody did anything wrong. It was just contract ended, and it just seemed like I can't pick it up, like, where I am, and I'm kind of, like, my self-confidence is, like, I don't know why it's taking so long for me to find something, and you know, some people say, oh, it's just the universe trying to get you out and be more entrepreneurial, but in my mind, I'm like, I have other people depending on me. So I need a traditional job to pursue that dream job. I mean, I can't, it's not saying I can't, it's just financial situation is restricted and I can't pursue it the way I would like to pursue it.
And I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I get everything you're saying, and everything you're saying is exactly what I was feeling intuitively, is that you're putting energy into almost like victimizing yourself, you know, like almost like victim mentality. You don't want to do that to yourself. You don't want to have that, you know, poor me kind of mentality. We all do that from time to time. We all do that. Yeah. But you want to change the way you're thinking about this. You know, you want to start putting your energy into, you know what, I do have a job. I deserve a job that pays me well, that I'm working with people that I love. And you just think about that every day. You know what? I can find a job. I have found a job. And you thank the angels every day. Say, you know what? Thank you, angels, for finding me this amazing job that I just love, that I'm happy and full of abundance, and I know that it's bringing blessings to me and others. And you just think about that. Don't put any more energy into, you know, why it's not working or why things happened in the past. Because that's old you. We don't want that anymore. Mm-hmm. We want the new you, you know, and part of that's coming from, you know, relationships. I'm kind of feeling that there's been, like, ex-lovers or ex-relationships that weren't so good for you, that they sort of made you feel, like, less than. And that you are an amazing person who deserves amazing things, and you need to make sure that you start telling yourself that every day how amazing you are and how wonderful you are. And just put all your energy into that, and it's going to happen for you, you know?
Right.
Like, just keep focusing on what you want every day. Now, see, the other thing, too, Archangel Ariel, it's just like the Little Mermaid, A-R-I-E-L, Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
She is the angel of manifestation. So what you can do is when you put out your prayers, ask Archangel Ariel to work with you, to help you manifest, to help you move forward. And I also want to ask Archangel Michael to be with you right now. I want to ask Archangel Michael to cut cords for you to anyone in your past, any old relationships, anyone that has affected you and made you feel less than and taken your power away. I'm asking him to cut these cords, to heal you, to clear this away, to help you forgive and move past it, and to empower you now, to give you strength to help you move forward with your life purpose. And he's just saying, let this go, let this go. He's helping you to move forward past this. He's actually kind of opening up your solar plexus along with Raphael. Solar plexus is right in your belly button area. That's your belly button.
Okay.
That's your center of power. That's your center of power.
Okay.
You've been feeling powerless. He's opening that up, and he's putting a staff in your hand, like a wizard staff, and he's saying, you are powerful, girlfriend. He's like, take this staff and put it on the ground and move forward with this. Empower yourself and live the life of your dreams. That's exactly what I'm feeling. I'm feeling this power. It's like, are you feeling what I'm feeling?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. You know you deserve this, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
And that's why I haven't really been, like, so, you know, wooed me. I didn't want to have that pity party on myself. So I kind of let go of certain things and just,
yes.
you know, just enjoy life and see what's going to
mm-hmm.
take me. Because, it's, you know, instead of me worry, and I'm like, it's not going to get me where I want to go. So I'm just, you know, because... Actually, I had something that happened to me like a few days ago of finances. I'm like, you know what? If it bounce, it bounce. If it don't go through, it don't go through. And I just let it go. And
good
I think
for you.
I think it was yesterday, I looked through my online and I have money in my bank account. I stopped worrying.
Yeah, that's great because, you know, that's something that we're not taught. We're taught to worry. We're taught to stress. And in reality, that's not our soul. Our soul is pure love and light, and there's nothing that we have to worry about, you know. We don't have to have we have a free will, you know. We can create a reality where it's really hard and we got to struggle to get by, or we
mm-hmm.
can create a reality where there's love and everything flows to us and everything just happens, you know, and that's the lessons that you're learning, is to be in that space where you deserve good things and you remember the true innocence of your soul, because you can't make mistakes, you know. Maybe you think that, oh, well, I messed up here. I made this mistake here. And, you know, that's your human limitations, because if you could see how much the angels and God love you, like, you're just a pure spark of love and you can't do any wrong. You know, you're always going to be love and light, and we don't always see ourselves that way. You know, we judge ourselves and criticize ourselves, and we just place all these limitations on ourselves. And it's time to let that go, as not just individually, but as a collective, as a society. It's like, you know, we can move past these old ways of being, the ways that we treat each other, the ways that we treat our planet. We can move past that, you know, and we can create something better for ourselves. For sure, for sure. Do you have like a little one, like a son or something, or there's like a, or little, I've shown me like a little boy.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a message that I'm getting, the message about innocence and about, like this, he's almost, this boy that I'm seeing is almost like, a blessing for you, because it's like you see the wonder of the possibilities of the future. And it's like the things that you didn't always have, or the things that you had to learn the hard way, you're making sure that he doesn't have that same thing. That's like, you know what? I've learned all this stuff. You're really doing that. And that's, they're acknowledging that. And they're just saying, give yourself some credit. You know, you're doing the best you can. You're doing the best you can. And that's all we can do. And get, you know, and keep moving forward. And you know, they're telling me to tell you to start making some plans. You know, get your plans in order. Like, start getting very specific. I want to do this. I want to do that. Maybe set a goal for yourself and say, you know what, by this day, I'm going to do this. And whatever that
okay.
is, you know, if that's working out or meditation, whatever it is that you
yeah.
need to do, you'll be guided by the angels. But they're
wow.
saying make some plans, get some plans in order. You know, start thinking about where you want to be for the future and just think about that every day, that future you want, you know, how you want it to be. And don't take no for an answer. That's what I'm feeling. I want to get a message for you from Archangel Raphael really quick here. I'm going to draw a card.
Okay.
And I'm going to get back to the phone lines. So let's draw a card and see what comes up for you. Okay. So there's actually two messages that I drew. One is about allergens and some type of allergy or something. And the other one is sobriety. So it seems like there's things in your environment. I'm feeling I'm seeing smoke in particular. Are you a smoker, or does someone smoke around you?
No.
Does anyone smoke around you?
My father smokes, but he doesn't live around me.
Uh-huh.
I go visit every now and then, but not.
Okay.
I don't have a smoker
okay.
around me though.
Okay. It might not just be cigarette smoke. It could be like any kind of other smoke too. It could be like
right.
incense smoke. It could be, you know, like marijuana
okay.
smoke. I don't know. I'm just seeing smoke. So I'm just telling you what I see.
Yeah.
It's just saying there's something that's in your environment that could be affecting you, like that you're either breathing in or you're putting into your body, and it's they're saying to just purge that, clear that out of your system, so that you can
okay.
be more clear and be a clearer channel. And they're also showing me Archangel Uriel with you. So there's three archangels, actually four, that are with you right now. There's Archangel Michael, Archangel
mm-hmm.
Uriel, there's Archangel Metatron there too, Archangel Gabriel. You have a lot of angels with you. There's a lot of angels with you, and they're trying to like increase your power to get you back on track, to take back your power, saying take back your power, take back your power. And you know, they're giving you the tools. So they're telling me to tell you to let them help you. Let them help you. Their Archangel Michael is right there. He's like saying, let me help you. And you'll know Archangel Michael's there because you might feel real hot all of a sudden, like, whoo, like you're on fire. You know, you might feel that
okay.
presence.
Okay.
So you'll know that Michael's
great.
There. And he's going to be
okay.
with you when you write down your plans. He's going to help you to make plans. And also Archangel Metatron, too. So there's a lot of help you have. Let
okay.
them help you. You know, you're not going through this alone. That was the very first card I drew for you. You're not going through this alone. Your plans are going to work out if you just open yourself to receiving them and expect nothing but the best. So I hope that's been helpful for you, hon.
Oh, that's been awesome. Thank you so much. Very insightful.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. I'm glad I could help.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, have a wonderful weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. Let's see, Angel. So we have time for one more call here. Let's see. Let's go to area code. Let's see. Who haven't I not taken yet? I think I got 480. Hi, are you there? Welcome to the show. Can I hear you?
Thanks so much. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Quick
question
for
I think you've
you.
Been on the show before, right? I think I remember
yeah,
your voice.
It's been a few months.
It's been a few
months. I got the buddy back in Arizona who's all into the...
Yeah, like the sacred geometry stuff and everything.
There you go. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, I remember. How are you?
Now, I am fantastic. I mean, it feels like I'm creating like a machine right now.
Wow.
I just started a new sales position, and I kind of wanted to get some insight. It's with a large .com here in California that services the real estate business. So you could probably put two and two together there and figure that one out. what I'm looking at is kind of what this was our first week, you know, actually doing sales kind of with our hands being held as we just came out of training. And I kind of want to get an idea, obviously money in the short term,
mm-hmm.
but also
mm-hmm.
kind of what their perception, what they're feeling
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
me, because I might be a little different
okay.
in my style than what they were, you know, kind of teaching. But I
well,
get that
what
connection.
I feel for you, Mike, before you even go there, I feel like you're worrying about this way too much. I feel like you know that you can create anything that you want, and I feel like you do work with the angels, but they're saying that if you worry about money, then you're going to create worries about money in your existence, you know? So don't worry about the money. Don't worry about how things are going to happen. you do have a different way of doing things because you're connected to a spiritual path that not everybody is connected with, you know? And that's coming forth. So people don't necessarily resonate with that all the time, you know, like, but it doesn't matter. You know, you're just going to be who you are. Are you doing like other stuff on the side too with this? Are you doing this and other like spiritual work with this or no? Or is this just
This is the full-time job possible career that could launch they're teaching me real estate, but I'm also a medium. I opened up in 2010.
Okay, I was there's something here with spirituality that I'm feeling. I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy here. Okay.
really intuitive. As I'm sitting at my desk, people are like, why do you doodle all the time when I'm actually automatic writing?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so, well, honestly, I see Archangel Raphael with you, and saying not to worry, everything's gonna happen. Okay, so give me just a second here. Let me tap into this situation. Are you, like, they're showing me a desert? Like, are you, like, around the desert or something, which is really weird? Or is there, like, the desert near you?
I mean, I was in the desert in Arizona, but,
okay. Oh, that's, I don't know why they're showing me that.
But I'm in Ojai, California now.
Okay. So give me just a moment. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to just connect and see what comes up here. I get the feeling like I do see you doing well. It's just you're your own worst critic, Mike. You're your own worst critic.
Yeah.
You're worried about things that you have nothing to worry about. You know that your needs are going to be met. You know how the universe works. And you know that, like, if you really – I think you're afraid, honestly, that – you're going to be so successful that it's going to make other people feel intimidated because you have that energy. Well, you'll just make it happen. You'll just like blow them away. And it feels like you're almost like you don't want to go, like you don't want to do that in a sense. Like maybe that has gotten you rubbed the wrong way by other people in other jobs or something. That's kind of what I'm feeling. Like people didn't that's just what I feel like that you have that really like you can do well energy, but there's something about you. You're stepping back, Mermis. Don't step back. There's nothing. Who cares what other people say? Do what you're here to do, you know? Like, do what Mike does, whatever that is, however he does it. Do Mike, you know? Be Mike, because there's no one like you, you know? Be you, right?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
So that's what I feel guided to tell you. You know, I'm going to work with this deck of cards that I got called the Life Purpose deck from Doreen Virtue, and I want to see, because you're asking about life purpose, and I want to see what comes forth here for you. Okay, so right away, that card comes out. Okay, let me see. It's weird because I'm asking about your life purpose, but they're showing me a card about nutrition, so something about, like, eating right and eating healthy, which is interesting, but also a message about letting go and walking away from the situation. So, again, like, you're putting too much energy and emphasis into it. Like, you know, you just have to let it be the way it's supposed to be. Like, what are you afraid of? Like, what is it? What is the fear that you have? Because there's something
it's not so much being afraid because I know I'm going to be successful, but it's possibly almost of that success. And, you know, it's like it almost feels like I have to know the plan ahead of time.
Mm.
And even though when I moved from the Midwest to Arizona, it was seamless. I just picked up and moved in less than a month's time. And the same thing with California. It was Labor Day that week. I decided to move, and I moved November 1st. So, I mean, it was just like boom, boom.
Oh.
It just does it, you know, in the past several years.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
You know, again, I the potential with this job, I mean, there's a kid that's been there just less than a year, and he's going to make $450,000. So,
wow.
I mean, it's the potential
Amazing.
Is ridiculous for, you know, not having a degree.
Absolutely. So what's stopping you?
So I guess the fear is of being in a position like that I've created and not being able to fulfill it to its full capability and falling short.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I know that you're aware that your thoughts create your reality. So if that's not what you want to happen, why are we thinking about that? Why even put energy into like, I mean, you know better than that, right? Like you're much more advanced than that. You know better than that. It's just we don't always we know these things, but we haven't mastered them, and that's kind of that's the lessons that we learn, and then we teach other people the same thing about how to master them, you know. And I'm feeling there's nothing that you need to worry about. You just have to like stop sabotaging yourself, you know. Tell yourself that you deserve these things. Tell yourself that you're worthy. That seems to be a common theme of the day, is opening up to our self-worth, that we deserve these things. It's possible, too, that this could be a past life issue with you. Have you ever had a past life regression?
Yeah, I've actually done it myself through and went back to a situation where I was African-American living in North Carolina, and the wife died, and then I was stuck taking care of like six kids in extreme poverty, and then I kind of got walked back into it, and she's like, you know, my friend was like, okay, where are you at now? And she's like, I'm dead in the field, like, so I got caught stealing food, type of thing, and I got chills right now.
I'm getting chills. Well, I'm feeling what you're feeling. I'm an empath, so I'm feeling everything you're saying.
Yeah, so that whole thing really resonated, like, damn, okay. So, you know, and I was, you know, stuck. I was forced to take care of these six kids, kind of rural area of North Carolina, you know, way back when. And, you know, and I was killed because the African-American wasn't equal. So, being killed, it was no different than you just shooting a dog type of thing.
Well, I'm feeling that there's something that goes back deeper than this, and like there might even be a lifetime where you were like a slave yourself, like, or something like that, and you were like, it could possibly be that, but you know, it might be that you still have some vows of poverty that you haven't released, and there's part of you that feels guilty about accepting it in this life. There's something there. Like, there's a part of you that feels guilty. Like you want it, but at the same time, it's like, well, wait, there's so many people who are suffering. Like, do I deserve this? Like, I don't, you know, like you almost feel guilty about it. Don't feel guilty about it. You know, if there's one thing to have abundance and money, and there's another to have it and be greedy and be, you know, you're not that kind of person. You have a good heart, you have a good soul, and you know that that's the person that you are. And you're not going to be that kind of person. You know what I mean?
And in the sales aspect, for a long time, it took me a couple of years to find this job because, again, I mean, I could have easily been in a position and, you know, put people over a barrel. But my whole concept, and it was in the book, Secret of Success, and it's by Waddles. It's a metaphysical approach to it. And it's basically if you're providing something for a fee, success will be given when the success is bigger for the person purchasing it.
I see.
So I have a service. I provide it to you. You make even more money from that service than I do off of your commission.
I see.
Okay.
I see what you mean. Yeah. I got what you're saying. I only have like about a minute left in the show. So here's what I'm going to do for you really quick. I'm going to draw a message from the Archangel Power Tarot to give you a message of empowerment. So I'm going to see what the angels would like you to know. And again, like I said, they're saying, don't worry, everything's going to work out. You know this. Okay, so here's your message.
Yep.
It's the Ace of Michael, and it says, a wonderful new idea. Don't allow bumps in the road to hinder your progress. So it's like Archangel Michael, who's the angel, you know, that's always working with you already, saying just rise up above these problems. Like, look at the bigger picture. Look at what you really want to accomplish as a soul and know that, you know, everything's going to work out. Everything's going to work out for you. So there's nothing to worry about. Just give yourself permission to succeed. That's what they're saying. Give yourself permission to succeed.
Yep.
And open up that solar plexus a little bit and know that you deserve that. Don't let that solar plexus get blocked by, like, trying to control things or worrying about it too much. But I hope that's been helpful for you, Mike.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing that you mentioned in the very beginning about walking away from a situation that caused angst and stuff like that, her name is Lisa.
Okay. Well, I gotta let you go because I got like 30 seconds here.
Yep.
But thank you so much for calling, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I'll definitely keep sending you healing energy. Okay. So
thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Mike. Okay. Thanks to all my listeners for calling in. And if you didn't get through, no, there's always been a message for you. I do these shows every Saturday from 12:30 to 1:30. And you can find out more by visiting my website, ascensionmagic.com, or you can check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Okay, I want to send you lots of love and know that all is well.